The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
It starts with me. It ends with me. It's as simple as that. We got to get to the film, and we understand the whys.
Starting NFL debut for Justin Fields. They certainly hope it's the start of something special for a long time. Well, it doesn't matter how many plays you call of the aggressive nature. If you can't block for 2 seconds, it's going to be a problem.
Let's see as we go through it. What the whys are.
Another good punt, though, by O'Donnell. The Bears have 15 yards. It's amazing. It's a 3-3 game, honestly, the way it looks aesthetically. Fields has, you know, one pass. He's one for 11 yards.
Again, like, that starts with me. So we're going to get back to it and right away and figure out, you know, the whys and move forward.
Bears are getting overwhelmed up front. The Bears have 2 first downs this entire game. It's a rough day for the Bears. Fields is in trouble. Racing away. He's sacked again. Myles Garrett. A career day.
For us, you know, I'm going to be very anxious to get into that why.
Just tell me why. Don't lie to me, man. Just tell me why. Just tell me why.
It starts with me.
Why? How do you even evaluate Justin Fields today? Like,
it's Fields for the first time.
Well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
Fields for the very first time.
We get like two.
I'm sorry. It makes me laugh.
Laughing out loud.
One, two, three.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Well done, as always, by Chris Tannehill. It is Parkins and Spiegel on a Bears Monday. Bottom of the hour brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Call us. Get through Shane. 312-644-6767. Whew. We knew it could be bad. It was way worse than any of us expected. And now I think our worst fears have to at least be considered, Spiegs, that those of us who have been banging the table for it being in the Bears and Justin Fields' best interest to play. Have to at least consider the possibility that Matt Nagy would be doing him more harm than good.
That is 100% in my mind and right here on my page, and wanted to talk about it with you today too, because I am concerned. I am absolutely concerned. I'm not there yet that he should just sit, but I am definitely afraid that this coach is doing him a disservice and Fields has to survive the rest of Matt Nagy's time here.
I do not believe that every game going forward will be that bad because other teams do not possess the pass rush that the Browns do. You will get to play some games at home. You're not going to get one net yard of passing offense and get sacked 9 times, right? Like, it can only get better. But it has to. If Matt Nagy is going to be that arrogant and that stubborn,
he can break a guy.
More arrogance by Matt Nagy.
Hopefully Fields is not breakable, so maybe break a guy is too strong, but you sure as hell can damage a young quarterback.
Right, and I was impressed, frankly, that Fields didn't throw a helmet, show outward signs of frustration, scream at anyone on the sidelines. He didn't turn the ball over. You know what I mean? Like, there was like a modicum of composure. They weren't burning timeouts to stave off delay of games. There weren't a bunch of false starts. They weren't breaking the huddle crazy late. Like, it was like Fields in a situation that was emblematic of chaos. And he had plenty of moments where he looked bad on the field. Don't get me wrong. But in terms of the mechanisms of dealing with what was being completely abandoned by his head coach, right? His head coach did him absolutely no favors.
Thoroughly hung him out to dry schematically over and over and over again.
He was relatively poised and composed throughout that ass kicking. Right?
I guess that's true. There are no false starts. there's, I mean, you
he
know.
Seems to duck into the sack more often than not, as opposed to just being like lit up and blindsided. You know, like, and again, that is damning with faint praise. But like, so I do not believe that giving Justin Fields and Matt Nagy a few more games to see if it can get better is going to permanently damage or alter Justin Fields here. But they're not going to fire Matt Nagy in season, and we can't watch 14 more games of that.
I don't think it's going to permanently damage him, but here's the thing. He took every shot that was possible to be taken yesterday, did Fields, physically, including the last sack on 4th and 10 that leads to the hand injury and the x-rays after the game.
Yep.
And early on in the game, there's a play fake, and then a handoff, and then Fields runs to like pretend that he's running out to the edge, and he takes a big shot there. It's like every opportunity for Fields to get his ass kicked by a physical defensive line, Matt Nagy gave him that chance to get his ass kicked. And I don't want to watch that happen to a young quarterback. I'm worried for his health and safety in the way that Boomer said to us a couple weeks ago. And I didn't give it as much credence because I assumed the offense would be tweaked in a way that would enable and protect Fields. And it's not. Well, that's the issue.
Well, so that's the thing. I agreed that what Boomer made the best case of anyone on the show for slow playing Justin Fields until he could protect himself. And he was still saying, you know, like week 6 or week 7. Like, he wasn't talking about a lot. And it should be noted, by the way, that through 3 games, the Bears are now tied with the Jets for most sacks allowed in the NFL so far this season. But what Boomer was talking about with Zach Wilson was like the shot that Justin Fields took in the preseason, where he doesn't see it coming, has no idea it's there, and gets blindsided. Yesterday, the majority, not all of them, some of it, of course, was on Fields. He holds onto the ball too long. That was in the scouting report. Locks onto the number one read. That was in the scouting report. So not all of them. But the majority of that seemed to be schematic. A lack of help, a lack of understanding that Jermaine Ifedi is a bad right guard, much less a right tackle, and Jason Peters was a retired fisherman, and he's playing up against, if you make a list of the five best defensive players in football, and Myles Garrett's not on it, your list sucks. And so putting Myles Garrett against either of those guys
one-on-one
is completely insane.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
Again, as a guy who thought that Matt Nagy saying, I'm not an idiot, was a true statement, I was wrong, as was he, because it is nothing short of idiotic, that game plan yesterday.
I'm not an idiot.
It was dangerous.
It was absolutely dangerous.
It was dangerous, negligent, idiotic, completely indefensible. And when you imagine, so the outrage today is at like an 8 or a 9, right? Imagine the outrage today if instead of banging his hand, Justin Fields had a Joe Burrow injury and he had gotten lit up and rolled up on and ruptured an Achilles or torn an ACL.
Which is possible the way that Nagy hung him out to dry.
Of course.
Are we convinced that Nagy's not going to hang him out to dry against Detroit and beyond?
No. Of course, no. But we have to, it has to be more than a one-game sample on the road against those pass rushers to see. Because we know that the McCaskey family is not going to fire Matt Nagy in season. So if Matt Nagy can't, if that could finally be the wake-up call and let him to be adjusting, then we can at least salvage some development over the next 14 games. But if he's not, and he's going to just keep getting killed, well then sure, protect Justin Fields from Matt Nagy. Have the call come down from George McCaskey. You can't play the kid.
Yeah.
He's too valuable. But that's
because
not
you're hurting him.
Because you're hurting him, but that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen after 1 week against that team on the road.
Right.
I agree with that, but that is in play today.
Sure.
And that frankly is going to guide way more of the rest of the year than I would have imagined. And it's such a freaking bummer that you have to think about it that way. Because I feel very convinced that Justin Fields' NFL success, if it happens here or anywhere, is not going to happen with Matt Nagy.
It's obviously not looking good. I mean, the overwhelming favorite today is Matt Nagy gets fired and Justin Fields gets another head coach.
Gets another head coach and another offensive coordinator and is potentially on his way to having way too many cooks in his kitchen for the first few years and that whole thing.
They look to Brian Daboll. They look to Byron Leftwich. They look to whichever young offensive guy. They probably won't go Eric Bieniemy to repeat the Andy Reid thing.
No. Hopefully they'll go with something from the Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, Rick Dennison, Gary Kubiak, you know, that kind of offense to make it easier on a quarterback's life. I'm ready for that.
Sure. I what I have not been able to stop thinking about is what if on one of those plays where old ass Jason Peters or badass Jermaine Effetti,
oh, so bad,
were left out to dry against Myles Garrett. What if one of those plays had ruptured Justin Fields' knee or Achilles? It would be cataclysmic in this town.
So there's got to be a line then for you where it does get drawn that you have to protect Fields from Nagy.
100%.
That's
dude.
In play over the next few weeks as we watch here.
Yeah. So it can't be one game because of the circumstances of place, opponent, and caliber of pass rush. It can't be one game, but it also can't be five. Like, he can't go take 30 sacks in the next five games getting no max protect.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
getting no max protect and no moving pocket and no screen passes if it stays like that.
Right. So we got to that is where I'm at now of holy cow, the arrogance is way worse than I could have ever imagined. It literally never dawned on me, and I don't think anyone, that he wouldn't help out Effetti and Peters against Myles Garrett. I don't think that crossed anyone's mind, even the people who wanted Matt Nagy fired before the year.
I think people are staggered that he did not make the adjustments. I tend to think that he made those adjustments during the week and then lost himself during the game as a play caller.
Maybe. Because I know people like Parkins would be trying to tell you, I'm seeing it on Twitch, I'm seeing it on the text line. If you can honestly say that you thought on Friday that Matt Nagy's game plan was going to be Jason Peters against Myles Garrett one-on-one. Okay.
And no moving pocket.
Okay.
He moved the pocket twice in 30 dropbacks.
Yeah, okay. Well, then fine.
He's too busy looking at his play sheet.
Yeah, that's right, Michael.
If anybody saw that coming, then I'll tip my hat to you. But that was mind-boggling. And it was dangerous. He endangered the most valuable asset that multi-billion dollar franchise has by far, at least until they move to Arlington Heights. It was a dangerous game plan for Justin Fields, and he's lucky that he got out of that game with only an X-ray on his hands. Your reaction on Bears Monday, Pat Manley, in 15 minutes on the Score.
Is it possible you may give up the play calling at some point in the future, sir?
We look into everything, and that starts with me, and I said that yesterday, and I'll continue to say that. So whatever is best moving forward is what we'll do.
Pat Cassidy, WBBM, Matt Nagy giving the perfunctory answer. Big yikes over there, man.
Man, when's traffic and weather? That's what I want to know.
I believe it's on the 8th.
Okay, thank you. Good stuff from Pat Cassidy. Very simple, short, to the point.
Is it possible you may give up the play calling at some point in the future, sir?
It's on the table, baby. Everything's on the table. He gave it up. And they had their most success, really, of any time in Matt Nagy's tenure, offensively.
Yeah.
I know it lowered the bar, and it changed what the possibilities are, but it's not like they were reaching any great possibilities with his vaunted system. What were they, 20th or 21st in Mitch's 2018 year that we all enjoyed so much?
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, there was that 6-touchdown game against Tampa when they had, like, 5 defensive starters out. You know what I mean?
Remember that day.
Well, I'm just saying, there was the occasional moment.
Occasional moment.
It was not good
offensively,
but there was the occasional moment and reason for optimism.
Yeah, but I mean, overall, you're looking at an offense that at its best was 20th or 21st, and then it was 25th, and then it was 26th. And right now,
oh, they're dead last in passing.
They're dead last in everything. 191 total yards per game. Nobody else is under 200. They're 90 yards in passing per game. 90 yards! No one else is less than 100.
That's hard.
Of course they're worst in yards per play. They're the worst offense in football by a mile. By a mile, Danny!
I know. It's why I suggest watching other games. because it is a beautiful sport if you can just wash the Bears away and then watch good teams play. It's actually quite enjoyable. 312-644.
You watch through it and it washes over you?
It's true. Valancourt in the South Loop. You're on Parkinson Spiegel on a Bears Monday. Vicky Valancourt?
Hey, how you guys doing, Matt? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you.
Got you.
Yeah, I was just calling, man, to say that Matt Nagy was wrong for putting the Lions Club in there up against two giant hyenas, man. You know what a hyena would do to a grown lion? It would eat him up.
Mm-hmm. Is that
so
true?
With that said, man, if you can hear me, I think Matt Nagy should be fired along with Ted Phillips, Pace, all the way down to the water boy. They all should be fired.
All right.
I understand.
I appreciate the telephone
I
call.
Love the passion. We all know that's not going to happen. But I'm glad that Ted Phillips' name gets in vote, because this is one of those days where you go higher. Because Ryan Pace is still here, and his mistakes were all over the field yesterday. And one of those mistakes is trusting Matt Nagy. But they created this little backpatting society that succeeded in convincing George and Ted that everybody knew what they were doing. So they all glad-handed each other at that dumbass press conference. And as long as there's no football person up there, then George and Ted can keep making their mistakes year after year after year.
No one's going to be waterboarded then, like Valancourt said?
That was excessive,
I think. Yeah, we're not waterboarding anyone.
I thought he went to the water boy.
I think he said the water boy should be fired.
Yeah. Kenny and I both heard waterboarding.
No. He said the coach and Ted
should be in play.
Isn't it? I mean, we are training. We're looking for a new producer here. I mean, that's part of the indoctrination.
Show, wow. Yeah. Jeez. Sorry.
Shane.
Which one of us here?
Breaking news.
Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Yeah.
Escalated fast.
Reminder.
Yeah.
See me. Dump him.
Dump him.
Would a hyena beat a bear? Is that accurate? Or a lion?
A lion.
Lions.
Lion.
And yes, I think a pack of hyenas 100% could take
he
out a
He said lions, cubs. So I'm picturing Jermaine Effetti and Jason Peters as lion cubs, and then giant coyote, like hyenas in as Miles
I think
Garrett.
He's saying Justin Fields is the lion cub, yes. And Miles Garrett and the other guy are hyenas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you for translating.
When, Miles Garrett and who?
Jadeveon
Clowney.
Yeah.
You know, when the hyena flies up the field, just toss a little screen pass over the hyena's outstretched arms. Is that too much to ask?
When they said during the broadcast, Miles Garrett had never been chipped as many times as he was last week. They haven't chipped him once today.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
How about Greg Olsen very carefully bus-tossing Matt Nagy and protecting Justin Fields at every turn?
Yeah.
And not protecting, but like just telling you, don't judge the kid yet because this coach is an idiot.
You know
is
why?
What he was saying.
You know why?
Because it's true.
Well, and Greg Olsen has these things. They're useful for an analyst. They're called eyes. You cannot grade the quarterback poorly off of that because we had no idea what the hell he was being asked to do. Pat Manley next on The Score.